بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again Allah is giving us the opportunity of sitting in the gathering of dhikrullah so that we may take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by praising Allah, by making the dhikr of Allah, the greatness of Allah may permeate our heart. The azmat of Allah comes into our heart. And we can remove from our heart all the sins that have accumulated in our heart, that have congested our hearts, that have made our hearts hard, that have made our hearts distant away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us know our conditions. The entire day, how much did we engage our tongues in dhikrullah, in tasbih, in tahmeed, in da'wat, in calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tilawat of the Qur'an, in du'a. So if we introspect our lives, and if we check our entire day, how we spent our day, and especially the usage of our tongue, how much vulgar language was spoken, we swore, we cheated, we lied, ghiba, backbiting, so many ill, so many wrongs were perpetrated by means of this one piece of flesh, the tongue. And the effect of all this made our heart very hard. A person who has blocked arteries and he has been forewarned by the doctors, and they have given him prescribed medication, they have given him a diet plan, and he does not abide by that plan, and he does not take his medication, he still lives a stressful life, and he is not bothered about his health at all. He is suffering from cholesterol, high blood pressure. The damage that is caused to his heart, to the arteries, is a very serious one. When all the plaque accumulates, we find this fats and cholesterol, that is the plaque that causes the arteries to narrow. And then the circulation of the blood becomes stagnated. Oxygen does not flow throughout the body. The other organs are now unable to function efficiently. The person is in a very serious condition. He's going to land up in hospital. He'll have to undergo a bypass. Likewise, we have cholesterol, a spiritual cholesterol, as we will see. We have pride, we have malice, we have jealousy, we have anger. We have love of dunya. That's the high blood pressure. Our hearts have become so attached to all the things of the world that we have become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we have done is we have caused spiritual damage to our heart. And if we are not going to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wash this heart and purify this heart, and cleanse his heart, then as I mentioned, we are going to be spiritually sick. And when the heart becomes sick, the rest of the limbs become sick. Then the eyes will not function properly. The hands and the feet will not function properly. The mind will not function properly. The person will get evil thoughts very easily. He will move towards haram easily. He will touch haram very easily. He will not be able to restrain himself. Why? There are blood clots in his body. The blood flow has become stagnated. It is very slow now. Oxygen supply is not going throughout the body. Therefore, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has gathered us. And this purpose of the majlis of dhikr is to make tawbah and istighfar, to remind ourselves of our maqsad in this world. And we are the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator. And we have to attach our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have with me a book which is known or written by, it was actually a waaz by Awarif Billah Zaki Makhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh Min Aliyah. And it has been translated. And the title is The Enjoyment of Dhikr and Pleasure in Giving Up Sin. Ladhate Dhikr or Lutfe Tarki Guna. Person who makes dhikr, the enjoyment he will get. And with that, very important is the tarke gunah. When a person refrains from sins, and when a person refrains from sins, then he gets what you call lutf. He gets some happiness, some pleasure, some satisfaction, some enjoyment. It's a long bayan of Hazrat, but we will just explain one aspect where he talks about, where he discusses the hadith where seven people will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one person who has been mentioned is the person who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. As it says, this person now submits all his limbs and organs to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saves himself from the pleasure derived from disobedience and thereby finds within himself his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person is going to refrain from sins, he is actually saving himself from a ladhat, a temporary ladhat, a temporary pleasure that one derives from disobedience. When a person commits a sin, he will get some enjoyment, but that enjoyment is temporary. And that enjoyment is not, you cannot compare that enjoyment to the enjoyment of making the itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ladhat is different. This ladhat, when a person, I mean just explaining what Hazrat has mentioned, this enjoyment a person derives by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just for a few seconds, a few minutes. And after this ladhat, after this enjoyment, a person feels sick. He feels terrible. He gets no enjoyment whatsoever. There is only nadamat, regret, shame. Unlike when a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enjoyment he derives from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spurs him on to do more and more. Why? Because now he is gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result of this, he discovers such intense enjoyment which makes him forget pleasures and enjoyments of both the worlds. Now, this is a very high stage. When a person really gets the pleasure of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that pleasure that he derives makes him forget the enjoyment of both the worlds. And he says, it's a couplet of Hazrat, لَذَّتِ دو جَهَاں مِلِي مُجْكُو تُمْهَارِ نَامْ سَي مُجْكُو تُمْهَارِ نَامْ سَي لَذَّتِ دو جَهَاں مِلِي. I have attained the pleasures of both the worlds through your name, O my Allah. By just taking the name Allah, that enjoyment a person gets is far greater than the enjoyment of both the worlds. And that is what Hazrat says. In fact, I go as far as saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant pleasure far more than can be experienced in both the worlds. And this couplet regarding the enjoyment in Allah's name, we have heard many times in this masjid as well. O shaye do jaha jis dil mein aaye, maze dono jaha se bar ke paaye. O shaye do jaha, that king of both the worlds, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jis dil mein aaye, in whose heart he comes. When Allah comes into a person's heart, Allah is the king of dunya and the king of the akhirat. Allah is the creator of dunya and akhirat.
When a person gets this pleasure, when Allah comes into his heart, maze dono jahan se bar ke paaye, then the pleasure in excess to both the worlds, he experiences. So he gets, or he experiences the pleasure which is far beyond the pleasure of both the worlds. And therefore he says, the pleasure and enjoyment in Allah's name is incomparable, unending and limitless. When the heart will experience the pleasure in taking the name of Allah, then the pleasure experience in finite things will drop from one sight. One's experience from a worldly point of view proves that one who has lived in the bright sunlight cannot be fooled by the dim light of the stars. One who has lived in the bright sunlight cannot be fooled by the dim light of the stars. This is why the planet closest to the sun is called Mercury. And scientists have explained that Mercury has not been given a single moon because it remains brightened by the sun all the time. This is why no moon is required there. Even if it had a moon, the light of such a moon will not be visible at all. Similarly, one whose heart is brightened by the sun of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who is the companion of the creator of the sun, has so much light in his heart that all the combined lights of the universe compared to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally insignificant in his sight. And Hazrat went on to mention more couplets. I'll just give the English. In the presence of your extreme beauty, my courage to lecture, to elucidate has been set aside. My eyes without words have been set aside. My tongue without sight has been set aside. Hazrat says, this is why my beloved Murshid, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuni Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, while quoting a hadith, when the deedar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take place in paradise, when the inmates of Jannah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no inhabitant of paradise of Jannah will remember any bounty of paradise when he will be watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is proof that there is no pleasure, there is no enjoyment in this world as well as in the hereafter compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not misconstrue this. Of course, Allah has prepared the Jannah for us and the bounties of Jannah. But the point that we should understand here is all these bounties, dunya and akhirat, compared to the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot compare this. It is nothing. Had the pleasure of the bounties in paradise been greater than the deedar, deedar means the sight, viewing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the inhabitants of paradise would remember these bounties even while experiencing this deedar. Instead, the dwellers of paradise will completely forget paradise and they'll forget the bounties of Jannat on witnessing the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make his zikr correctly with dhyan, concentration. And we repeat this in every majlis of dhikr, that dhikrullah should not be just made just once a week in one gathering. No. The maqsad of dhikrullah is here to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that in solitude, when we are alone at home, whether we're in the car, whether we at work, any opportunity we get, we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, there should be time that we should set aside on a daily basis, even if it's a few minutes, where we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may reflect and ponder of Allah's greatness. And this nur has to permeate our hearts. And this is the oxygen. And this is what is required for our spiritual nourishment. This dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have this nur that comes into our heart, then our eyes will see what is jais and what is halal. Our ears will only hear that which is halal and permissible. Our hands will only touch that which is permissible. Our feet will only go towards that which is permissible. Our thoughts will be pure. We will not have shaitani thoughts. And even if those thoughts come, we will be able to combat those thoughts. We will not become victims of nafs and shaitan very easily. We will be able to subdue nafs and shaitan, or the tricks of nafs and shaitan. We will become aware that these are the ploys of shaitan, these are the tricks of my nafs. And a person will become stronger and stronger spiritually. He'll become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who will sit around him will feel the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he will speak, hikmah, wisdom, pearls of wisdom will flow from his tongue. He will get the understanding of Quran and Hadith. Allah will guide such a person. Allah will protect him from his disobedience. Allah will give him the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'll have the azmat of deen. He'll have the worry and concern for deen. He'll be worried about connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how the entire mankind can also become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. So we make zikr of Allah, we say la ilaha illallah, we make nafi, nafi, we are negating, and we remove from our hearts the pride, the anger, the jealousy, and the filth that we have accumulated in our hearts. We have persisted in sin, and this has clogged our arteries, it has clogged our hearts, and we say illallah, the noor of Allah comes into our heart.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we say Allah, just imagine and picture the entire world is saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The ground is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. If angels are saying Allah. The jinn is saying Allah. Mankind is saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The ocean is saying Allah. The leaves are saying Allah. Every atom is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i, Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Koi mujhe se puche, main kya mangta hu. Koi mujhe se puche, main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من المهديين وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا
ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم O my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, ya Allah. Sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, sins we committed in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight. Saghira, kabira, guna, amadan, khata'an. Ya Allah, whatever gunas we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafur rahim, ya Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, with hope, ya Allah, that you are going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers who have assembled here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, my Allah. We have young and old people here. Ya Allah, we have people here who are out in your path, my Allah. They have come from so far, my Allah. They are striving in Jamaat in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are elderly ones, ya Allah. They are sick, and ya Allah, they are those who are sick, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, without you, my Allah, we are doomed, my Allah. We are destroyed, my Allah. We are hopeless, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Become our friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of committing sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired, my Allah. Of Ya Allah, the different Ya Allah attractions of this world, my Allah, that is pulling us away from you, my Allah, that is drawing us towards Shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling so far away from your mercy, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. We are not getting any enjoyment in our dhikr, my Allah. No enjoyment in our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, no enjoyment in tilawat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no enjoyment in the Ya Allah in adopting the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, because we are persisting in sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become slaves of our nafs. We have become slaves of our egos and passions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are following the footsteps of Shaitan. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need guidance from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us like how a parent guides a little child, my Allah. It holds the child's little finger, my Allah. Ya Allah, it helps the child to walk, ya Allah. It protects the child from stumbling and falling down and getting hurt, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. You are our Mawla. You are our Aqa. You are our protector. You are our guardian. Ya Allah, you are our helper. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. You are Muqallib al-Qulub. You are all living, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will always live, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't taste mort, ya Allah. Death does not overtake you, my Allah. Ya Allah, sleep and slumber does not overtake you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami' and Basir. You are Hakam, Adal, Latif, Khabir. Ya Allah, you've got beautiful names. You've got beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our creator. Ya Allah, we are your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are Muhtaj, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. You are Hamid, my Allah. You don't require any one of us, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Beniyaz, my Allah. We are Faqir, ya Allah. You have mentioned, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, Antumul Fuqara'u ilallah. Every second of our life, we are dependent, my Allah. We are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. Have mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your mercy upon each one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need hidayat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Remove the love of dunya we have in our hearts, my Allah. Remove the love of dunya we have in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the haram faces we have in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the illicit relationships, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the riba that we are taking, my Allah. Ya Allah, zina that we are committing, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether with our eyes or our private parts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the filthy thoughts that come into our mind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, my Allah. Make us live pure lives, my Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha.
Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make your deen flourish throughout the four corners of the world, my Allah. Make us become means of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the ummah of Rasulullah be safe from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, enter each one of us into ya Allah, paradise, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam, ya Allah. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our relatives, our family members, our asatiza, our teachers, our mashayikh, our pupils, ya Allah, our neighbors, our musallis, our mutaalliqeen, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever the ummah may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon the ummah. Ya Allah, the ummah is pareshan today, my Allah. There are so many countries in the world where there is war taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh, there is a hurricane taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is some difficulty, my Allah. Some hardship, my Allah. Some natural disaster, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh, there are fighting taking place. There is fighting taking place, my Allah. There is zulm and oppression taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make aman, ya Allah. Prevail over the entire world, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Change the conditions of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same ummah that Rasulullah made so much sacrifices for, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten those sacrifices, my Allah. We have discarded the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His concern, his worry, my Allah. He used to cry for his ummah. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. His feet would become swollen, my Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah today has forgotten the sacrifices of Sahaba-i-Kiram. They have forgotten that the Sahaba spilled their blood for this ummah, my Allah. They have forgotten the events, ya Allah, that took place, ya Allah, in Uhud, in Badr, in Khandaq, ya Allah, in the different conquests and different expeditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Remove us from our lives of ghaflat, ya Allah, and heedlessness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, open our eyes, my Allah. Open our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the nur of your, ya Allah, ya, the tajalli of your nur come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Each one of us, ya Allah, we have got something to ask of you, my Allah. You are well aware of our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have got social problems, my Allah. There are those who have got domestic problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got family problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got some, ya Allah, financial problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got hardships, misery, sorrow, grief, ya Allah. Ey Malik-i Kareem, remove all those hardships, those miseries, those sorrows, ya Allah. The pain and ache, ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're ill. They are not well, my Allah. They're in hospitals, my Allah. So many underwent operations, my Allah. So many may be undergoing operations, my Allah. Somebody's got a heart problem. Somebody's got a liver problem, my Allah. Somebody's unable to see properly. Somebody got a spine problem. Ya Allah, remove all the illnesses, my Allah. Give them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Protect us also from deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us and our family members, my Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Make the qabr irodatu min riyadil jannah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, ya Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, ya Allah. Give us burial in jannatul baqim, ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the Hawd al-Kawthar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have been so kind, my Allah. You have given us so many bounties, my Allah. We cannot enumerate them, ya Allah. We cannot even count them, my Allah. You have been so kind, ya Allah, upon us. You have given us hidayat. You bless us with iman. Give us maut with iman, my Allah. Give us an easy maut, my Allah. Protect us from the sakarat of maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat, our needs. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati mutarrina idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, bring us close to Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. Ya Allah, give us hikmat, ya Allah. Give us wisdom, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, be proud of our deen, my Allah. Make us be proud of our iman and the sunnat life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us emulate his beautiful life. Ya Allah, his beautiful teachings, my Allah. His way of life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us barakat, ya Allah. Give us barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us have to slog, my Allah, for our living. Ya Allah, give us halal rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open the skies, ya Allah, and shower halal sustenance, ya Allah, upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, every step we take, ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Protect us from, ya Allah, from all sides, ya Allah. Protect us from all conditions, my Allah. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما. يا الله, all good works of deen accepted, يا الله. دعوت تبليغي محنت قبول فرما. عام ارتعام فرما. يا الله, the effort, يا الله, taking place in the خانقة of the مشايخ accepted, my Allah. دار علوم مكاتب مدارس, يا الله, كي محنت قبول فرما. يا الله, accept us for all good works, give us اخلاص, my Allah, and مقبولية. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.